Welcome to another edition of the Wahoo Central Podcast, the 104th installment, to be exact. I'm Jeff White from virginiasports.com. My guest today at the McHugh Center is Derek Bard, a third-year golfer at UVA who, at this time last week, was in Augusta, Georgia, playing in a little tournament called the Masters. Derek, it's good to have you on the show again. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So this has been kind of an uneventful spring for you, I guess.
It's probably the wrong word to use. it's been pretty busy.
For those listeners or viewers who are not familiar with Derek's story, he grew up in New York but was actually born here in Charlottesville, where his mom went to medical school at UVA and his dad coached football at St. Ann's Belfield. More recently, Derek qualified for the Masters and for the U.S. Open, which is in June, by finishing second last year at the U.S. Amateur Championship. I'll ask you about the particulars of the Masters in a minute. First, though, now that you've had a little time to reflect, how would you describe the whole experience?
It's hard to put into words. The whole thing was phenomenal. My entire family, extended family, a couple friends from back home came down. We all rented out a house together. So to have all of them with me the whole week was really special. My brother on the bag, obviously, as my caddy the whole week. That was really cool to have him step by step with me the whole entire time. And just the unbelievable support from back home and upstate New York and Charlottesville too. Without that, I don't know, I wouldn't be where I am or where I was last week. So just the whole entire thing was really surreal.
You ended up shooting a 36-hole total of 153, which was 9 over par, and you finished third among the six amateurs who competed at the Masters. Obviously, you always want to do better on the course. Did not embarrass yourself out there. Were you happy with the way you played for the most part?
Yeah, looking back on it, now that I've had, like you said, a few days to kind of step back and reflect on it, I'm pretty proud of myself, how I handled everything out there. It was a really stressful environment. I mean, it's the biggest golf tournament in the world at any level. And so I was proud of how I handled myself from the practice rounds with, all the people walking everywhere, all the media and stuff. I thought I did a good job. As for my play, still a little disappointed. My goal going in was to make the cut, and then winning low amateur would be nice. But I thought I played really well. It's just one of those courses where it's just, very tricky, especially for a first time playing in it. I don't have any experience with that course like a lot of other guys did. So not thrilled with how I played or how I missed the cut or where I finished. But, looking back on it, I'm proud of how, I handled myself. And, I feel like I could have easily fell the other way and I could have, played a little better.
But. Had you ever been to the Masters? I know you had. Obviously, had not played there. Had you been there in any capacity before to Augusta as a fan or anything?
No, I haven't. I took my first visit to see the place and play back in November last fall. That was the first time I ever stepped foot on the property. So the whole thing was new to me.
Did the course itself kind of meet your expectations? You hear so much about it and you see it on TV.
I mean, it exceeded expectations. I watch it every year on TV, obviously, and everyone always says TV doesn't do the place justice, and couldn't be closer to the truth. The place, first of all, is it's much more undulating, really hilly, a lot of elevation changes from tee to green that you just simply can't see on TV. So that was one thing that kind of blew my mind a little bit. And then obviously with the green complexes and on TV they all relatively flat. But there's a lot of wacky stuff going on there. Just a lot of different slopes, a lot of undulations, a lot of elevation changes in the greens itself. So for the course, it was much different than what I thought it was going to be. But that's why I went so early in November, was to try to get my feet wet with all that and take all that into account. So when it came tournament time last week, I wasn't surprised with anything.
So when did you arrive in Augusta this time, before the tournament itself?
The Friday before the tournament. Yeah, I flew in Thursday night to Atlanta, drove up Friday morning, and I played my first practice round for that week two Fridays ago.
Who was with you at that point? Were you by yourself?
I was with my brother and my father, and then my family started coming down Saturday and Sunday, and that's kind of when everyone got into town. But you know, official practice rounds didn't start until that Monday before. So just no one was at the course. There's a couple of the pros who got in early. So I was just out there kind of by myself.
Who got you into your sport? Was it your dad?
It was my dad. I was 4 years old. I'll never forget. We kind of live on, like, it's an old farm. It's not a farm anymore. But we have a pretty big backyard. And he was kind of out there, you know, practicing, hitting a few balls. And I kind of wandered down, like, curious with it all. And that's kind of how I remember it picked up.
To be able to then share this experience with him in particular,
yeah,
being that had to be special for
him. Yeah, unbelievable. You know, he was thrilled with everything, and, you know, he'd shed a few, he wouldn't like me to say this, but he shed a few tears on the first tee, and, you know, to have him there, this was the guy who got me into the game, the sport that I love, to have him with me there the whole entire week is incredible.
So take us through the days in Augusta leading up to the first round. So you get there on Friday.
Yeah.
You've got nearly a week before you actually start playing.
Yeah. No, I just tried to take it slow. Didn't try to do too much each day. You know, rest was key. It's so easy to get tired out there, especially, you know, you play 18 holes and you're exhausted just because it's a tough walk and a lot to take in. You know, it's new.
Totally, and is it mentally draining too?
That's the thing. It's just a totally new environment for me. You know, with, like I said, all the people walking around, all the media. You know, just how, like, all the tournament, the hype gets every year. So that was new. So every day I tried to, you know, I tried to, like, set out things I was trying to accomplish, you know, whether play the front nine or back nine or just work on, you know, certain parts of my game. Didn't try to do too much and kind of built it up toward Thursday, the first
round. So how many holes did you play before?
Yeah.
I think 27?
I played 18 that Friday, 18 Saturday, and then I played 9 holes that Sunday. And then Monday, the official practice round, when that started, I played 9. I played 18 Tuesday, and I didn't play at all Wednesday.
So you had to feel fairly familiar at that point.
Yeah,
absolutely. Right?
No, that's why I played. I tried to play 18 holes that prior weekend early just to, you know, just take some final notes down. And once the, you know, Monday, Tuesday came around, I felt pretty comfortable out there.
You spent Sunday night in the Crow's Nest.
Yeah.
For the uninitiated, what exactly is that, and what was that experience like?
It's a room at the top of the clubhouse. It's a small room, probably not much bigger than this room actually. Has, you know, 4 or 5 little beds. It's where the amateurs stay at for the tournament. So if you're an amateur playing the Masters, you have the ability for the entire week to stay in the Crow's Nest, which is a very prestigious thing. A lot of history. You know, all the great amateurs who have played in the Masters have stayed up there. I only stayed there that Sunday night just to, you know, get the experience, and then I went back to the house the following day. But, you know, that was incredible. I was actually the only amateur up there that night, so I did the whole thing to myself, which was a little strange. It was cool, a little strange. Kind of snooped around the clubhouse a little bit, probably, which I wasn't supposed to be doing. But no, it was really cool, and to get that whole experience, and, you know, just to share that with, like I said, all the great, you know, past amateurs I've played in that tournament. You know, to say that I was stayed in the, you know, company of where they have stayed is really cool.
So the rest of the time down there, you stayed in a house, right?
Yeah.
And you had 17 people in all?
Yeah.
So that consisted of you, your immediate family?
Yeah.
Who else?
My mother's parents, my 2 sets of aunts and uncles, cousin, 2 buddies from back home, a couple other cousins, and my old high school golf coach.
What was the night before? What was Wednesday night like, knowing you're going to tee off Thursday morning and you're in one of the first groups?
Yeah, it wasn't too much different than the other nights. You know, we all had, you know, a big dinner. You know, we had pool downstairs, and we had this little, like, basketball shooting game. So I was kind of hanging out with my buddies down there. And, you know, I went to bed relatively early, you know, because I had to get up early the next morning. But just tried to keep it normal, tried to keep it loose and calm. And it really wasn't too much different. Obviously, When I went to bed, I didn't fall asleep right away. It took a little while, but no, it was nothing out of the ordinary.
You were in one of the first groups when the tournament began Thursday morning. What were your emotions on the first tee? As we saw in that tournament, even the best golfers in the world are capable of making some bad shots on that stage. Was that the toughest shot of the tournament for you?
You know, it was one of the toughest. You know, luckily, Dr. Bob Rotella, he's a volunteer assistant with all the sports teams here, particularly the men's golf. He was there the whole week, so he was actually with me my entire warm-up to that first tee shot. He was with me on the putting green, you know, minutes before, kind of just talking in my ear. So that was kind of calmed me down. And I was okay walking the tee and, you know, stepping on the tee. And then once I put the tee in the ground and teed the ball up, I couldn't feel my legs. So it was almost kind of like an instant reaction like that. But no, luckily.
Muscle memory just take over.
Yeah, no, pretty much. I was just kind of praying to, you know, get it airborne. But I had a really good drive to start the day just how I wanted to and made a relatively easy par. So that was a good start for me.
Your UVA golf coach, Bowen Sargent, was down there with you. How much interaction did you have with Bowen throughout the tournament?
Yeah, we had a lot.
Throughout the rounds?
Not throughout the rounds, but, you know, before and after the round, I would talk to him a little bit. He got down Wednesday. He watched me practice Wednesday morning. That's when I, you know, talked to him the most part. Watched him play the par three contest Wednesday afternoon, and then just watched him play the two rounds. He actually was inside the ropes with me Thursday after the round on the range. You know, I was hitting a few balls, and he was helping me out a little bit. So that was pretty cool.
Tell me about your caddies in Augusta. Not only your brother was with mm-hmm. you the two rounds, but didn't your sister caddy for you as well?
Yeah, I let her caddy for me for the par three. You know, I let my brother caddy me for the entire week. He was my caddy at the USAM last August. So, you know, rewarding him with that, I felt like it was fitting. And then, you know, to give my sister another opportunity to caddy in the par three was just made it that much sweeter.
Does she play golf as well?
She used to. She doesn't do as much anymore. She's actually a big ice hockey player.
What's the par three tournament or contest like?
It was honestly, it was a little crazier than the actual tournament. I was more nervous than that because what you don't realize is like it's all, you know, 130 yard wedge. It's just a wedge contest basically. Course isn't long at all, and the greens are small, and the people pack so close to the greens. They're probably a yard off the green, so if you hit kind of an errant shot, you're hitting in the people. And unfortunately, I did that once or twice. I hit in the crowd a few different times, but you know, it was kind of nice to, you know, have something competitive the day before the tournament to kind of get used to that.
Kind of break the ice a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Get used to that environment. But that was really cool. I played with Smiley Kaufman, who was in the final group the last day, and Zach Johnson, who won the tournament a couple years back. So it was a great experience.
The biggest names in golf or at the Masters every spring. You're out there with them. What kind of welcome do they give the amateurs? Did they give you? Do they acknowledge you? Do they ignore you? Do they go out of their way to talk to you? Or do they leave it to you to talk to them?
Yeah, they don't really go out of their way to talk to you, but they're all, you know, very welcome. I was lucky enough to talk to a few of them. Most notably, on the Monday, I played in the back nine with Kevin Kisner, who's one of the, you know, great young American players on tour right now, and Mr. Larry Mize, who won the tournament in, I think, 1987. So that was really cool. You know, I kind of picked Mr. Mize's brains a little bit about the course and asked him some questions, and he was very open with me. You know, gave me all his, you know, kind of background knowledge about the course. That was cool. And I met some of the other guys on the like practice facilities and other practice rounds. So they're all, for the most part, you know, very, very open, very welcoming.
Did Curtis Strange give you some advice, or the amateur, some advice about playing in the tournament as an amateur?
He just said, you know, don't make too big deal about it. Just have fun. You know, it's something that we'll all never forget. So to hear him say that, you know, decorated golfer in himself, to have him say that up there was neat. He gave a great speech that night.
Is it a strange feeling at all to the first time you find yourself in a tournament on the course with the players who you have grown up watching and emulating and realizing, in a sense, you were a peer of them?
Yeah, it was strange. Like I said, I got the first day of the course was the Friday before, so I saw some of the guys on the course there kind of like across the way. I saw Duffner and Justin Rose and some of the other guys. So that was a little strange, but like I said, you know, once Monday and Tuesday came around, I was a little more comfortable with everything. You know, if, I don't know, one of the guys, like Dustin Johnson or someone kind of, you know, walked by me on the range, I wouldn't really like bat an eye, really. It's almost, you just grow used to it.
You shot 4 over par 76 in the first round, which was the same score as six former Masters champions that day. You shot 77 your second round, and you missed the cut by 3 strokes, as you said. When you look back on your 2 rounds, I'm guessing it's easy to find 3 strokes you could have made up.
Yeah, no, it's I've done it a lot the last few days, but you know, hindsight's 20/20 in that sense. When you're out there playing, it's hard to realize, oh well, you better make this one or else you're gonna miss the cut by, you know, one more shot. So you know, I've went over the rounds a lot in my head the last few days, but you know, I can't change anything about it. You know, I don't regret any of the decisions I made on the course or any of the shots I hit. So
if you had to pick one highlight from Augusta, what do you think it would be?
Wow.
If you could.
It's a tough question. I think going back to the Monday practice round with Kisner and Mr. Mize, that was a really cool atmosphere. We actually, that our threesome kind of you know, gathered a lot of attention from the patrons. We got a lot of followers. People were following like our group and individually throughout the course, and that was cool. Really comfortable pairing. I was a little nervous on the 10th tee teeing off with them, because that was the first day the patrons were allowed on site. So to see, you know, all the people there, it was a little strange at first, but you know, it was a lot of fun. Two great guys. Like I said, Mr. Mize gave me a lot of, you know, help on the course and a lot of, you know, background information to kind of you know, play with them and have my first like real round in a term like that, you know, playing with them was cool.
In addition to your family and friends, there were UVA fans, weren't there, who just happened to be
that's
at the tournament, and did they how much support did you get from them?
An incredible amount. That's the other thing, is I would walk down, you know, a hole, and I would hear 3 or 4 like wahoo wahs from the crowd or something like that. So that was really neat to have, you know, that kind of support from people I, you know, don't know anything about. You know, a lot of UVA ties there throughout the crowd, and that was cool to see, and that kind of, you know, pushed me forward.
The U.S. Open is in June in Oakmont, Pennsylvania. Will this experience help you prepare for that? And if so, how do you think it will?
Absolutely. I think just, you know, it's two completely different courses and types of tournaments, but I think just from the mental aspect of now I'm, you know, more comfortable with that environment, that atmosphere. Like, first of all, with playing against all those guys, you know, I used to only see them on TV, and now, you know, I've seen them in real life and, you know, see them hit plenty of balls and stuff, you know. So I think that I'm more comfortable with that. And then with all the outside stuff with the media, you know, attention the tournament would get and all the people out there, I'm much more comfortable with that now too. So I think the fact that, you know, I played in the Masters, you know, having that under my belt, you know, going forward to the U.S. Open, that'll make that experience probably a little easier.
Is the goal now to get back to the Masters again?
Absolutely,
and do it again?
Absolutely. It was so cool. You know, I was still kind of a little bummed it's over. I was looking forward to that week ever since, you know, the U.S. Amateur. So now that's over, and it's a little depressing, but no, yeah, absolutely. I really want to get back there. You know, maybe next time as a professional. Just playing that tournament. It's the greatest tournament in the world. And the fact that I played in it now just makes it all that much more, you know, important to get back there one day.
In your immediate future is college golf.
Yeah.
And you've had a tremendous year for Virginia. 5 top 5 finishes in your 9 tournaments. You're leading the team in stroke average. What are your aspirations, you know, heading into this postseason? I think a year ago you were 25th at the ACC tournament, 69th at NCAAs. I'm guessing you feel like you can improve significantly on both of those finishes.
Yeah. You know, my first 2 years, I feel like I haven't played my best postseason, so I really want to change that. ACC is next weekend. UVA golf has never won an ACC championship, and we're one of like 2 teams that's never done it. So, yeah, it's kind of our coach, Bowen Sargent. Like, that's his goal every year, is to win an ACC championship, and to win one for him would be really cool. That's our goal every year. And then, obviously, you know, make it through regionals and make a run in nationals, make match play. I think those are all the team goals. And for me individually, just play my best. And if I could win an individual ACC championship, that would be cool. And obviously, that would help the team too. So I think, you know, kind of balancing both the individual and team goal aspect out, you know, is pretty prudent. But I think that we have the team this year to make a run deep in the postseason.
So you're headed to Raleigh this weekend, right? Yeah. For the Wolfpack Invitational.
Yep.
Could be weird looking around the course and not having thousands of people lining the fairways.
It's a little bit of a let off, but not gonna lie. But now, you know, I just have to regroup mentally is the main thing. Kind of come back to earth now with that tournament. But you know, I think I'll be ready. We leave tomorrow for it. It's a Saturday Sunday tournament. So hopefully by then I'll be ready to go.
Well, good luck the rest of the season, and at the U.S. Open we'll be cheering you on from Charlottesville.
Thank you very much.
So the men's golf team is headed out of town, but there is an abundance of UVA sports on tap in Charlottesville this weekend with baseball, men's tennis, women's tennis, men's lacrosse, and softball. Check virginiasports.com for schedules on all those events and information on the other teams at UVA. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, be safe and thanks for listening.